from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt. Topping our report this hour, tragedy in Bergen County, where a four-year-old boy was struck and killed in the borough of Oakland. Officials say a mother and three children were struck within a crosswalk at an intersection just before 4 p.m. Thursday on a northern stretch of Route 202, which is also known as Ramapo Valley Road in the area. The Bergen County Prosecutor's Office is investigating. New Jersey News brought to you by the Monmouth County Fair, celebrating their 50th anniversary July 23rd through 27th at the East Freehold Showgrounds on Kozlowski Road in Freehold. Enjoy fabulous entertainment, exciting rides, great food. It's the biggest event of the summer. Visit monmouthcountyfair.com. A former Atlantic City Council president heads back to prison. Craig Calloway is well known throughout Atlantic City's political world. In February, Calloway pleaded guilty to New Jersey voter fraud. In Camden Federal Court this week, Calloway was sentenced to 2 years in prison and 3 years supervised release. Governor Murphy has directed each state agency in New Jersey to review and report anticipated impact from President Trump's recently signed mega bill.
The governor has said he believes the bill will have a disastrous effect on New Jersey's budget, social services, and other areas. New Jersey's Department of Human Services has already predicted the bill will lead to 350,000 New Jerseyans losing their Medicaid coverage. Additionally, the bill is also expected to have an impact on food assistance programs many of the state's low-income families rely on. Annette Petriccioni, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And the creators of South Park were in the spotlight after their incendiary season premiere. Trey Parker and Matt Stone appeared at San Diego Comic-Con Thursday night when asked about the polarizing reaction to the season opener, which featured an AI-generated Donald Trump walking naked in the desert, as well as an animated segment featuring Satan. Parker deadpanned, "We're terribly sorry." The White House reaction to the episode was to call South Park a fourth-rate show, quote, "hanging on by a thread." Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Some unsettled weather for the weekend. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. The ingredients are there. Intense heat, rich moisture, strong lift. Let's see where thunderstorms through this evening, and let's see just how strong the winds will be and how much rain will pour out. Eyes and ears on the sky through this evening. Now, we'll see scattered clouds after storms exit this evening. It'll be fairly muggy overnight, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, a much better weather day. I'm actually going for a dry forecast, partly sunny skies. Highs come down to the mid-80s with moderate humidity tomorrow. Sunday's going to be pretty steamy, and we'll have to deal with scattered rain and thunderstorms from morning through midday. That'll break up in the afternoon, then mostly cloudy, highs in the lower 80s. We'll be right back in the 90s again next week. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Ooh, it is hot out there. Newark 95, Edison 94, Mount Holly 93. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather is brought to you by Edison Infinity. Edison Infinity is now inside the Edison Nissan showroom. Two great brands, one beautiful location on Route 1 in Edison. To celebrate, new customers get $49 oil changes the entire month of July. Stop in and experience it for yourself.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.